We begin today in Canberra, where the federal government is desperately trying to deflect attention from its narrow hold on government. While the Deputy Prime Minister is still refusing to stand aside despite his dual citizenship, the Prime Minister is trying to put the focus on the Labor Party by accusing it of colluding with a foreign power to expose Barnaby Joyce's New Zealand citizenship. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more from Parliament House.
His government's very existence threatened by the latest citizenship storm. The Prime Minister told colleagues at this morning's party room meeting that Bill Shorten's trying to steal power from the coalition. The opposition's distancing itself from questions asked in the Wellington Parliament by the New Zealand Labor Party about Barnaby Joyce's citizenship status. Manager of opposition business Tony Burke spoke with AM's Sabra Lane.
Was the party prompted by Australian Labor to do some digging?
Absolutely not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge at all.
Fellow frontbencher Joel Fitzgibbon was more expansive when asked the same question by Radio National's Alison Carabine this morning.
Were you getting your counterparts in New Zealand to do your dirty work for you?
Well, I can honestly say I have no idea, Ali.
So it's possible that happened?
Well, I just have no idea. But does it matter to people out there in the Australian community at the moment how Barnaby Joyce got caught out? It's becoming fairly apparent, Ali, that Barnaby Joyce has known about this for some time.
But it's clear there was contact between the Australian Labor Party and their New Zealand counterparts. Chris Hipkins, the New Zealand Labor member who asked the questions in Parliament about Mr Joyce, has confirmed he was asked to do so by an unnamed Labor contact in Australia, and his leader, Jacinta Ardern, is not happy. She spoke with Radio New Zealand this morning.
He's been very clear. Yes, someone from the ALP put some legal questions to him around citizenship. No mention was made of anyone's name. No rationale for any particular case being pursued was ever raised. He asked the questions without knowing how that might be used and has made it very clear in hindsight. Had he known how it would be used, he would not have asked the questions.
This stinks to high hell, to be quite honest.
That's Coalition frontbencher Michael Sukkar speaking on Sky News. The confirmation of cross-Labor contact over the ditch is playing into the government's conspiracy theory.
You've got an Australian political party working with a foreign political party to undermine our domestic government. I mean, that is a very, very serious issue.
And the opposition's shiftiness about their knowledge of the contact is raising further suspicion.
Why would they deny having the contact with the Labor Party? I mean, Tony Burke is the manager of opposition business. It staggers me that he wouldn't know exactly which questions are being put to a foreign political party for Australian domestic political purposes.
And he's calling on the opposition to come clean.
Who spoke to who? Who was it from the Australian Labor Party that put this Labor MP in New Zealand up to asking these questions?
Meanwhile, the man at the centre of the storm is refusing to bow to increasing calls from within Parliament and beyond to give up both his ministry and his vote in Parliament while the High Court decides his eligibility. Barnaby Joyce faced a media scrum on his way into Parliament this morning.
You should resign, shouldn't you? You should at least stand down?
No, because the balance of opinion by the Solicitor General is that we'll be clear of 44-1. And as the more likely outcome is to be clear, you just continue on with your work. Thanks.
What will you do if the High Court does find against you, Barnaby? Will you recontest the seat?
Well, that's hypothetical. Let's cross that bridge if it happens.
With the High Court not due to hear his case until October, there's much potential political damage to be inflicted on the government in the interim, but the loss of his vote would have far worse ramifications, eliminating the government's precarious one-seat majority. Labor's Tony Burke's already been in discussions with the crossbench about his party's plans to reverse the recent decision on penalty rates and introduce a royal commission into banks.
We're talking to them, and they are the two issues that we've been focused on.
Meanwhile, Labor's refusing to bow to pressure to reveal documents proving as many as five of its MPs renounced citizenship before taking up their seats in Parliament.
So for every example that we've had so far of people who've, you know, been referred to the court, they're all examples that would have been easily caught by our process. Now, I think the other parties...
Why not release the documents?
We are confident of our process. We've explained our process.
And the opposition's not the only one with questions to answer. Key crossbench Senator Nick Xenophon says he wrote a letter to the Greek and Cypriot authorities to renounce his citizenship, but never heard back.
They get the letter, they don't respond, and that is the standard operating procedure compared to, say, the UK, where they have a specific process of renunciation.
As serious as these matters are, some are maintaining their sense of humour. Senator Xenophon and Labor Senator Sam Dastyari put on a double comedy act on their way into Parliament this morning.
Man ironi digenista,
That is, I'm not an Iranian citizen, and I like to say, then ime Elenas I Kypros Ipikos.
Which is, I'm not a Greek or Cypriot citizen.
Amber Heard, the former wife of Hollywood actor Johnny Depp, is getting in on the action too. Mr. Joyce once threatened to euthanize the couple's dogs after they came into Australia without proper documentation. She tweeted the following this morning.
To comfort Mr. Joyce in his hour of need, I have sent him a box of New Zealand's finest kiwi fruit, assuming this passes his biosecurity laws.
And that report from Tom Eagledon in Canberra.